Thanks for being with us. Bob Yarbrough in. Joined today by Pamela Nine, professional, intuitive, counselor, medium, educator, writer. That's a nice list you got going, Pam.
Thank you.
Yeah. I've known Pam for about a year or so, and we've been talking about doing this for about a year or so. I'm glad we finally got around to making this happen, right?
Oh, I am too.
Yeah.
I'm really happy to be here.
So Pam will take your phone calls if you have some questions for her. She's a psychic. And I'll tell you this, I just did a search on Google a second ago and typed in Knoxville Psychic. You're one of the top, you're the top one that pops up.
Yay, that's
so
awesome.
That's good.
I didn't even know that, really.
There's a paid advertisement and then a list, your picture's there. So if you've got a question for Pam, here are the numbers, 656-8255, 1-800-951-8255. Call in now. She's with us the whole hour. Whatever your question may be, you want specific questions, right?
I just think because the time constraints, you know, if you have a specific inquiry or question is best, you know, we can just get right to it.
Yeah.
So yes.
So when did you first realize you had this ability to kind of see some things and kind of get a vibe from people?
I was 5, and I had something really amazing happen. I grew up on a 92-acre farm that was my grandparents', and so we had caverns on the property, and I actually went into one of the caverns, and it fell in on me, so I was buried in there.
Wow.
And I could see slivers of light, and I actually went to the other side, and I met my great-grandparents and my spirit guide, and I was shown, like, all kinds of visions and earth happenings. And so some say I was buried in there for 2 hours. But anyway, my grandfather somehow figured out where I was and dug me out. And then I would go to their house, and I would tell my grandmother, get out the box of pictures, and I would tell her things about her mom and dad that I never even met, and I was 5.
So you would say these things to her, and what her reaction would be, oh my gosh, how do you know this?
Well, and then shortly after that, she and I had a vision together. We were sitting on her front porch, and I know this sounds crazy, but, you know, welcome to my life. Anyway, there was a white vision appeared to both of us, and it was an angel. And she told us of my grandmother's oldest son's impending death within 3 days. And she told us telepathically, and I don't know how to explain that, but anyway. So he did pass, and at the funeral home, you know, he's laying in the casket, and yet I can see him, you know, up walking around the room. And my grandmother, she looked at me and she said, you can see him. So she knew at that time.
It's amazing.
Right. And then I started seeing colors around people. And now they're, you know, I know there are auras. So
how does this come to you?
Well, I see, like I can see spirit, and I see inside in my mind's eye too. And I also hear and I feel like I just have a knowing about things. And I'm empathic, like I can feel people's feelings and sense things about them. So I don't know. It still amazes me.
Does it really?
It does.
Does it freak you out any?
No, it doesn't freak me out. But people will come up to me and say, oh, I saw you 5 years ago and you told me blah, blah, blah. And I'll say, really? Did I say that?
Well, I'm going to tell you, listen, I'll tell you a story here in just a few minutes that happened right before we went on. And Pam doesn't even know what I'm going to say about this. She just made a comment to me as we were waiting to go on. So I'm going to get to that story in just a moment. 656-8255, 1-800-951-8255. Knoxville Psychic, Pamela Nine is here. Let's get started with your phone calls. Jim, good morning, and thank you for calling in. You're on with Pam. Good morning, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Well, it's actually Tim.
Okay, Tim. Sorry about that, Tim. They got Jim in here, but thanks for calling in, Tim. How are you?
Pretty good. How about you, Bob?
We're doing great, man. I appreciate you calling in. You're here with Pam, so say hello.
Oh, hi, Pam. I actually had a dad die about 3 years ago. Is there any way that you could tell me how he died?
Okay, so your dad died? Is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so let me try to connect with you just for a few minutes. So what month did he pass in?
It was actually May, end of May.
Okay. So I get some breathing difficulties and area in the chest difficulties. Now, I can't tell you exactly what happened, but I feel trauma all in that area. So does that create a connection with you?
Yeah, actually kind of a little bit. He was actually in a real bad car wreck.
Okay.
And it was pretty horrifying. It actually killed him,
right.
But...
Well, were there three people involved in the accident?
Well, as I know of, it was a 17-year-old girl and him, and it was...
Okay, but it seems like there was someone else that was actually impacted by the accident, too, because I get three people involved. And when I feel what I was feeling about him... I feel it as trauma, but, you know, energetically, I can't, you know, discern if it was, you know, a collision or just a health issue all in that area. So,
and the bad part about it was he was actually coming back from seeing his granddaughter be born.
Aww.
The same night.
Well, I have to tell you, I get a real strong B around you, and they're not giving me a full name. Does that mean anything to you?
A B?
Uh-huh, B.
B as in boy, Tim.
Oh, a B?
Yes.
The letter B, yeah.
Well, I'm not really sure. My last name starts with a B.
Okay, well, there you go. Thank you.
Tim, appreciate you calling in, Tim. Have a great weekend, okay?
Hey, thanks, Bob.
All right, you bet. 656-8255, 1-800-951-8255. Joe, you're up next with Pamela 9 here on News Talk 98.7. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, my wife lost her wedding ring, and I'm wondering if that's something that you could help us find.
Okay. Can I get your wife's first name?
Peggy.
Okay, it's in a drawer. She's put it there before, and then what she does, she puts it places, and then she's like me. She forgets where she puts it. But it's in a drawer, and it's like been scooted back from where she actually used to put it or had put it before, okay?
Okay.
All right. And there's a Juanita around you?
Juanita.
Uh-huh, I get that name around you.
Oh, doesn't sound familiar.
Okay, well, if you don't make a connection to it, and she can either be here or crossed over, but if you don't make the connection, that means it's still coming, so don't be surprised if, you know, you go somewhere and someone says, hey, I'm Juanita. So it's all good. I don't feel anything negative around it, okay?
Thank you very much.
Hey, Joe, if you guys find that ring, please call back and let us know.
Yeah, and let me know. You can connect with me on my website. You know, let
Absolutely,
me know.
Absolutely, will
okay.
do.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Joe, thanks, man. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, too.
All right. 656-8255, 1-800-951-8255. Leora is on hold. We'll get to your phone call coming up. Michelle also, and if you have some questions for Psychic Pamela 9. And I'm going to tell you, and again, I haven't even told Pam. I just started laughing when she made a comment.
And I said, oh, am I in trouble already?
No, right. And you're not in trouble, but it is pretty amazing because you and I have, I met you about a year ago through some mutual friends, and we've been around each other a few times then. Do you, when you're out in that situation, that setting where it's very casual and you're just out hanging out, do you get a lot of vibes? Do you see things at those times and you just don't tell people? Or when you feel something, do you tell them no matter what?
No, because my demeanor is more soft. I'm not real brash and bold about it. And I respect people's privacy. So, yes, I feel things and see things, but...
You just kind of leave it alone.
I do.
Unless they're seeking, saying, hey, what are you feeling? What are you seeing right now? Okay. I'm going to share what happened just before we went on the air as we come back here in just a few moments with Pamela 9. It's 11:16 now, and the phone numbers are 865-656-8255 and 1-800-951-8255. We have a full phone bank right now, but just be patient. We'll get you in as soon as we can. Mike and Tony, along with Leora, Laura and Michelle. Sit tight. We'll be right back in just a moment on News Talk 98.7. You're okay, I think, Eric. And the songs, the bumper. You okay with this stuff, Pam?
Yes,
okay.
Love it.
We're talking with Pamela Nine here on Yarbrough at 11:21. When she came, she's a Knoxville psychic, by the way, and I've known Pam for about a year or so with mutual friends, and we've been around each other in various settings before, and she's never said anything to me about anything psychic or anything like that you may have received, but... when Adam was doing the news at the top of the hour and we were just kind of having conversation, I don't even know what we were talking about. But in the middle of all this, Pam looks at me and she goes, "You got a trip coming up in June." what did just popped in your head?
Yes. I don't know why or how, but it just...
So what was my look, my expression when you said that? Because we weren't even talking about, hey, what do you see with me?
No. You look shocked, and that's when I said, uh-oh, am I in trouble now?
Because, I do have a very big trip planned for my daughters and I coming up in late June.
Oh, good.
That's been planned. So
that's awesome.
Now, are you getting bad vibes on that trip?
Oh, gosh, no.
Okay,
it's going to be fabulous. I love it.
But that's,
okay, and I get water around it.
You get water. There will be water around it. It's not 100% based on that.
But I get water around it.
And this last commercial break, too, you said Bobby keeps coming in here.
Right. When I felt his presence when I opened the door, and I actually knew Bobby Denton, and he was telling me he really liked the statues, you know, what are the awards, the one that looks like a microphone.
Right.
Yeah, and then I'm sitting here in the studio, and he keeps coming by and waving through the... In the other room.
Yeah.
And
well, she said Bobby keeps... And that's the first thing I thought of, Bobby Denton, who, of course, passed away...
Right.
You know, several years ago.
I thought I saw Bobby Denton too, but it was after we drank that World's Fair beer.
No, cut it out. It was a couple of years ago. So
all
that's
right now, Eric.
That's he's a big presence in this building, of course. Former Vol Neyland Stadium voice.
Yes.
So he's happy.
He's happy and at peace, and but he's still very much a part of what's going on here because this was so much a part of his life.
He is, and he always will be, exactly. All right, let's get back to our phone calls now. 656-8255, 1-800-951-8255. This is all about you and your questions, and we'll start with Leora, who's now with Pam Nine. Leora, good morning. Thanks for being in.
Good morning, Bob and Pam. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely, you bet.
Hi, Leora.
Let me start off. My grandson was born full term, however, contracted a disorder from his mother that has affected his blood. And I'm wondering if you have anything come through about his health. I mean, he's looking great, happy 7-month-old baby now, and just curious.
Aw, he's so sweet. He really is. He's happy. He hums a lot, and he smiles so much.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, he's really energetic. So they're going to there's going to be some breakthrough come through with that. And I want to say something about stem cell, and you're going to be put into a group of, I don't know, I can't get the word, but like a new medication group, and it's going to be very promising. I see this young man growing up to be very healthy and happy. This is something, this is his cross to bear, and he will surpass this. Okay. You also have another child around you.
I have a son. Yes.
Okay. Yes. He's very much like you. Yes.
Okay. In a lot of ways. Yes, ma'am.
Leora, you have any more questions for Pam?
Any other? I'm sorry, did you say? I broke up a little bit.
Do you have anything else you'd like to ask about?
Yeah, in fact, that would be great. My son is actually in the Navy and stationed on the West Coast, and I just really want to make sure that he and his wife are going to make it here to East Tennessee safely.
They are going to, and something comes up this September that's going to help them make that decision even, you know, more come into fruition. So, yes, your babies are coming home. That's good.
Wonderful.
All right, Leora, have a great weekend, and we appreciate your time today. Thanks, okay?
Thank you again.
All right, you bet. Michelle, good morning. You're on News Talk 98.7 with Pamela Nine. Hey, Michelle.
Hello.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. Well, I'm kind of curious about relationship statuses and what's going on with me.
Okay.
Would you like a more, Pam, a more specific question, or is that okay?
No, that's fine.
All right.
That's fine. So you've had kind of a roller coaster thing, and I get you've had some on and off relationships. I don't want to say a number, but so it's almost like you're at this place where you need to just work on you. I do see a relationship coming, and you're actually making some changes within yourself that's going to affect the kind of relationship you're going to have. And that's such a good thing. It's really, really a good thing. And I get a Scott around you. Does that mean anything to you? Okay. So that's got to finish up. Does that make sense to you?
With reference to the name that you mentioned, or?
Well, what you're going through.
What I'm going through has to finish up. Oh, yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
That's got to finish up before you can actually have a good, healthy, lasting relationship. And I do see that. And you have.
I absolutely agree with you on that.
Good. You have two children around you.
I have my grandson who is leaving soon, and I guess my niece and nephew. I've never had children, but my grandson, who's not my biological grandson.
Okay, well, I get two children around you, so...
That could be my husband, right?
No.
I was supposed to be a funny guy.
We hope not. Anyway, no, he could actually, who's coming in your life, could actually have children that I'm connecting with. But you do have some good things coming. Just keep working on yourself.
That I'm doing.
Okay. All right. Michelle, appreciate your time today. Have a great weekend, and thank you.
You too.
All right,
bye-bye.
Take care. Let's get to Tony real quickly before the next break there. Tony, good morning, and you're on with Pam Nine. Hey there.
I've got three things. First of all, I'd like to ask her, can you give me any impressions or feelings you get about my son that had passed?
Yeah, you're still there, Tony. Hang on one second. Pam's kind of focusing in on that.
Right. I have to kind of get in that space and connect to you. Tony, what month did your son pass in?
May.
Okay. I get a uniform around him. Does that connect with you?
My wife and I are both nurses, and he passed in a car wreck, so there was EMS around him.
Okay, so... When I say uniform, I don't know whether it's military or professional, but yes, that makes sense.
Okay.
Your son is trying really, really hard to connect with you and let you know that he's around you. You're having all kinds of weird things happen, and I don't think they're weird. It's more like... electricity thing, lights going on and off, and something weird with the radio. And I don't, what is it with his shoes? Something about his shoes coming up.
Yeah, he would stomp in the mud and then complain his shoes were dirty.
Stomp in the mud and complain his shoes were dirty. That's what he would always do.
Really?
Yeah, he's about two. He was 2.5 when he passed.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a validation point to let you know I really am the real deal, and I'm not just making this up.
Sure. Yeah.
So he loves you very much. He says you are a wonderful dad, and you really are. So just know he's with you, okay?
No, that's the main thing I was hoping for because, you know, miss him a lot.
Yes.
Okay. Well, my other question, I'm sorry, go ahead.
What else you have? Go ahead.
We're facing some changes in our family that may or may not involve us moving to Atlanta. It has to do with elder care for my wife's family. Any insights on that?
Okay, well, you haven't completely made the decision to move yet, but I do think you're going to move. I don't see her being here a lot longer. But, you know, I really feel like her health is going to improve before she passes. And so that's a good thing. You get to spend time with her while she's, you know, feeling herself. And I do think you're going to move. And I think it'll be a good thing. It'll be like a new beginning and a fresh start. And you all need that. Okay.
Interesting that you would pick out her because her mom is the sicker of the two. She had a head injury that really advanced her Alzheimer's quickly. So,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. And one other thing, I have a question for you, and totally feel free not to answer it all if you don't want to. But from your insights and your experiences, how, especially maybe with connecting with younger, like infants, when do you feel that life begins? At conception or at birth, or any insights you might have on that from your experience would be interesting to me.
Honey, that's more of a personal thing for me.
Okay.
And, you know, you're not doing the interview today. So.
Tony, thank you, man. Have a good weekend. Appreciate your time today. All right, we've got a line opened up now, 656-8255, 1-800-951-8255. Debbie and Mary and Melissa sitting tight, and we'll get to your calls for Pamela 9 when we come back on News Talk 98.7. News Talk 98.7, WOKI. We're having a good time today. This is fun. And I'm glad we finally got Pam 9 in the studio with us. It's only been a year in the making or so, because we first mentioned it like a year ago. I need to get you in the studio. Yeah, let's do that. And here we are. We finally got it going on.
It's been a lot of fun.
Knoxville Psychic. And understand this. What Pam's doing on the radio today is, how would you describe it? It's very quick. It's you got to make a connection very quickly. You got to kind of get to the point of what they're asking a question. When somebody comes and visits you, you're able to spend a lot more time, get a lot more connected, and probably, you know, just take your time with a lot of this. This is kind of a challenge, isn't it?
Well, I have to connect a little different way and then switch my energy because I have to connect to who I'm, you know, answering questions to. And if they want to connect with someone that's crossed, then I have to pull in that energy. You know, it's not
right.
Like I can just run up to heaven and say, come on down to the podium. You know, I have to let the process
right.
take place. But, you know, I'm fine with it. You actually do get a lot more information in a session, and I offer intuitive counseling, which is, you know, the psychic reading. And I do grief counseling, which is the mediumship work. You can learn a lot about myself and what I do on my website, and that's www.pamela9.com, all spelled out, PAMELANINE. Oh, and I have to say this. I have a new website.
Looks good.
And I'm so proud of it.
It looks great.
Scott Brantley, I have to give a big shout out, and he's with the Umbrella Group, and he also has the Voice Tank. So he did an amazing job, and I'm so proud of him.
He ought to do this on a regular basis, just design websites. Oh, wait, he does, doesn't he?
He does.
He does. I was talking to Pam about my mom during the break. I just said this to her. I said she passed away a little over six years ago. And had you written the stuff down? Like,
well, I wrote some. See, I write because
when things
I
come
have
to you,
so many things going on, I have to write it down, you know, to retain it.
Yeah.
So And as I was sitting here earlier, I had a few things come to me, and I jotted them down. So that's why I wanted to show you. I had written them down already.
Right. She said she's in the kitchen. She likes to cook. She's known for her cooking. And that couldn't be more spot on. And then the name Ann was kind of coming to you. And her name's Joanne.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there you go. She's doing okay.
She is. She loves you a lot. Of course, you know that.
I'm curious. You said you saw auras. What do you see about me?
About you?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Okay. So you have what I call a yellow arc over your head. That tells me you're a thinker and a planner. You're real intricate with things. You think things, sometimes overthink things, and you're your own worst enemy with that. And you wrestle with it a little bit. You have orange all around you. Music is, you have creative energies, and music is important to you. Do you play something?
I don't play anything, but I love music.
Okay, you,
I
mean, actually,
it's a big part of my life.
It's like you can hear it, and it affects you in a different way. And your aura is a little different. You have green around you too. You love being outside. I mean, that's like your heaven. You know, being outside, animals, all of that. You love being in nature. So how's that?
Yeah, tomorrow going there, Eric. Yeah. Good going. Melissa, we've got you up next. You're on Pamela 9. Thank Melissa, you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey there.
Hi, Melissa.
Hello. I have a question. My grandfather passed away when I was 11, but I've always felt this great connection somehow with him. So I wanted to find out if he's with me or...
You know what? This is kind of ironic because... you know, I don't try to push my views on anyone, but this is what I've gotten my whole life. We actually do have, you know, other lives, reincarnate. No, we don't come back as trees and frogs and stuff. you have your grandfather's energy around you and a child that came through, because your, past wasn't long enough and you didn't get to finish it. He wanted to be with you again. Have you ever felt like that? That he's still with you in that way? Because I really feel that.
All the time, but not necessarily through my children.
Okay, but I get it through your through one of your children. I really do. And
I wonder if it's, we adopted two children. So I wonder if it...
I'm hearing and want to say is the older one.
Okay.
And so he has different mannerisms that remind me of your grandfather. Okay.
Okay.
And I get a Joe around you.
A Joe?
Uh-huh. Joe or Jay. I'm not sure which one. Joe.
James?
That's it. Who is that?
That's his middle name. That's okay. My son's middle name.
Okay, so it's him then. It's him.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you'd like to learn more about that, honey, you should contact me because you have a lot of things going on. I mean, you're very intuitive yourself. So I actually work with people one-on-one to help them develop their own intuitive abilities. And, you know, go to my website or give me a call. I'd love to talk to you, okay?
I have definitely felt that.
You are. Yes.
Can I ask one more question?
Absolutely. Go for it, Melissa.
Okay. Back in 98, I was attacked at work, and because I know this sounds horrific, but I mean, my airway was cut off, but at some point there was this scream that I swear you could have heard 15 miles down the road, and I've always said that was an angel.
Yes,
that was there with me. Is that right?
Yes, most definitely. You were protected. And when you were telling me about that, I actually had that feeling come over me. I couldn't breathe. I'm empathic, so I actually feel things. You were protected. You're going to be here for a long time. You have a lot of stuff to do. So that was one of those things that had to happen in order to push you forward. And you're going to be here for quite a while.
Thank you, because I always worry about dying. And
nope. You got to quit focusing on that. You got to start thinking about living.
I'm going to do that, and I'm going to contact you.
All right.
All right, Melissa. Thank you. Pamela9.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Like the number, PamelaNine.com. Check her out online. Okay, we got time for one more. Let's get this before we get to the break here. Mary, good morning. You're on with Pam.
Hi, Pam. This is Mary. How are you?
Hi, Mary.
Hi. I wanted to get right to the point. My mother passed away recently, and I just wonder if you have any insights or any thoughts about my mom, either during life or, you know, since she's passed away. That's my first question.
Okay. What month did your mom pass?
She died in December.
December. Okay. Did she have, was she intubated? Did she have a, was she on a breathing machine? Because I get some difficulty with my breathing when I'm thinking about her.
No. No, she was actually died in hospice care at home.
Okay, but I mean, had she been intubated or did she have some difficulties breathing? Because I know what I'm getting. I mean, it's not, she didn't have
to. Right. She was on oxygen.
Okay, well, yeah. That's it.
Yeah, she was on oxygen and she had had, in the past before, you know, before that she died, she had had some trouble breathing, but it had been a while.
So she shows me you sitting on the side of her bed, and then you also rubbed her feet, and she really liked that, okay?
Yes, I did.
She loved the way you took care of her, and she's showing me a necklace.
Uh-huh.
Did she give you a necklace, or do you have her necklace?
Yes.
Okay. So that's very, very special to her. And it hangs to where you can feel her near you in your heart, like it, the way it hangs.
Uh-huh.
So she says she'll always be there. And talk to her. She can hear you. And
okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Mary, thank you. Appreciate you calling in.
Very, very quickly, I just wanted to ask, I have some very big concerns for a brother of mine who is very depressed, and also I have concerns for my daughter who has some health issues, and I wonder if you have any insights on either of them.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
Your brother, you know how people kind of put their things off on you, and sometimes you have to set boundaries, and it's not because you don't love them, but it's because you can't live their life for them. And so that's what you're going to have to do with your brother. And
I understand.
Okay. And your daughter, God love her, she's making the wrong decisions in some ways. And it, I think that her health is going to be fine, but something about the decision she's been making, she needs to look into again. And you can help her with that. Be mom and, you know, give her some advice. And
I'm sorry, my phone cut out a little bit. You said she needs to what? About her?
She needs some mom advice and help her make some better decisions, okay? She's a sweet girl and she's going to do fine, okay?
She's a wonderful girl. Thank you so very much.
All right,
thank you.
Mary, we appreciate your time today. Thank you. We're going to get to a few more phone calls. Just a few more minutes left with Pamela 9, Debbie, Levi, and Sophie. Sit tight. We'll be back in a moment on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. WOKI. We're speaking with Pamela 9, Knoxville Psychic. I did a Google search back at the beginning of the hour, and Pamela was the first one that popped up there. So And if you want to get in touch with her, Pamela Nine here in Knoxville, and she can do readings for you, get a lot more time, a lot more in depth. And what we're doing on the radio is, well, it's great, but you can't really spend the time that you like to spend with each person, right?
Right, because I can see the aura colors and I can tell people things, you know, about that. I do kind of a medical intuitive assessment. I mean, you know, I have kind of a format that I follow: relationships, health, career. And then I ask for, you know, specific inquiries. It just allows for more time. And,
yeah,
you know, I have to switch from one person's energy to the next. And
right,
while I can do that, you know, it just, you know, you get a lot more when you're actually having a session.
It's one-on-one. Sure. Check her out on Facebook, too, Pamela Nine. That can get you to her Facebook page and to her website as well. Debbie's been hanging on for quite a while. Debbie, thank you for the patience. And good morning. You're on with Pamela Nine.
Good morning.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Pamela. I had an experience, a voice in my head, that ended a 48-year marriage. I was told it was the providence of God. I don't know what else you need to know.
Okay.
Do you see any of this?
So I want you to explain that a little bit, okay? What was the voice telling you?
To get up.
To get up or get out?
Get up out of the bed.
Okay.
I was asleep.
Okay.
And I said in my head, I don't need to get up. And the voice said, this is your house. Get up.
Okay. So I get your marriage had some issues, you know, all along. And I don't think it's a bad thing that your marriage ended. So I don't know what you call the voice in your head, and I know you gave me a term for it, but that's kind of like your soul speaking to you, your intuition, encouraging you to go on. And so you do need to listen to that. I think it was a good thing, okay?
Yes.
You have some health issues that I want to bring up. When I go into your energy, your iron is off. You've been feeling really like sluggish and almost just drained.
Yes.
And there's some thyroid issues. Your levels are fluctuating. So are you aware of that, or is that something you need to?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, I don't want to freak you out and make you go run to the hospital right now.
No. I understand.
But I do want you to get your, you know, get your iron checked, and you can feel it when it, you know, when it drops and your thyroid levels are fluctuating. So, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Debbie, thank you.
Wait a minute, please.
Real quickly, we're running out of time. One more question.
What do you see in my future? I just feel destroyed. I know there's a future.
Well, okay, so that's the beginning of your future. You have to believe in it, and you have to do that, what the voice is telling you. Get up and get out there and make things happen. I'd love to, we can go into this some more. Why don't you give me a call at my office? And
yes, ma'am.
Okay, you can do this.
Debbie, thank you. I appreciate you calling in. Have a great weekend. It's Pamela Nine. You can get her on Facebook, and you can also check out the website, too, Pamela Nine, like the number, NINE.com. Hey, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
How do you feel at the end of this? Is this like, does it fatigue you? Or, I mean, how do you feel once you go through an hour, one right after the other like that?
No, I'm fine. I mean, this is my life. You know, I've been like this my whole life, so it's all good.
All right, we've already talked about down the road, we're going to do this again, right?
Absolutely.
And it's going to be before the next year is up, because it took it took us a while. For what? It's my fault. It took us a while to get hooked up there. So appreciate you guys calling in, and sorry to those that are still on hold that we were not able to get to just to due to time constraints. Pam, thank you.
Thank you. And I want to say something real quick. I have a colleague in the UK that's listening in. I was on, he actually featured me in his magazine, and so thank you for listening in.
Yeah.
And I have someone in Michigan that I feel might be listening in.
I love it.
Thank you.
All right, we're on to the UK, Eric. How about that? That's pretty cool. All right.
I knew we were worldwide. Yeah,
there we go. Worldwide today. All right. Hey, Pam, thanks again.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you soon for sure. Thank you guys for listening. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back on Monday here on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.